And we're back to give you our final thoughts and a final score for Call of Duty World War II. The modern day take on the old school formula, as it were. Right? So.
Right.
So if we go to the numbers, you gave about a 7 for the campaign, which is quite generous. We said 8 and 6.
Yeah.
For the multiplayer. So of course they got a. So of course that balances. So that course,
I don't. That's not a POA.
I know. So of course that balances us out to a 7 on that as well.
Yeah.
Which leaves us at our final thoughts and whether what would be your final thoughts on this game overall?
What the clues of the D-Day and other landings? I would give it a 6 out of 10. They could have done it better.
You'd say 6 out of 10?
Yes.
They
could have made it better by having everybody versus AI.
I was gonna say 5.
And it made it a ton of a lot harder.
I would probably say I'd probably have to give you a 5 on this one. So it averages out to a 5.5 out of 10. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
I would say, yeah. So, our final score for Call of Duty World at War is a 5.5 out of 10. A middle-of-the-ground game, but arguably compared to most other modern Call of Duties, which I would rank much lower. Most Call of Duties would probably get a 2... 3 if they're lucky, right? Out of 10. This one gets props for not only being a little different, but at least it goes back to form by saying, okay, we did World War II, let's bring that back. And that was a selling point for this game.
Yeah.
For what it's worth. So, I'll give it that. I will give it that.
Did you know about the
catacombs?
So
what is it?
The kitty.
No.
That's just what killed you.
Oh. Bam, bam. Very triumphant music, isn't it?
It is.
10 seconds
left.
No. You're gonna win.
That looks like it hurts.
That was good, though. So overall, we're saying 5.5 out of 10. A slightly better than expected Call of Duty experience for what it's worth. But obviously not quite up to par with, say, Battlefield.
Yes.
Though clearly, based on the reviews of Battlefield 2042...
Apparently you score more points.
Oh yeah, I did a lot of like building demolition stuff.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So I'd say on top of that, yeah, it was 5.5. Not the worst score. I guarantee we'll find games that have worse scores than that.
Oh yeah.
As time would go on, so I would say it was pretty good. But overall, not pretty nice, straightforward review. Nice and simple, right?
Yep.
With that said, I'm Owen. This has been Apocalypse Nerds Presents Nuka Gaming. Take care, everybody. And of course, stay safe out there. Because maybe, just maybe,
we'll get nuked.
And there's a good chance that your neighbor is probably a Superman. So.
Or a commie.
Or a commie. Perhaps both.
Perhaps both.
Be aware, folks. Stay alert. Take care. See you around. And we're back. So now, after Justin's 7 out of 10 overall for the campaign, we will now discuss multiplayer, the obvious crux of any Call of Duty game, for better or for worse. I'm sure we can both agree on that.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about the multiplayer a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, now he's the... Now I'm not... Oh, God, now I'm the... Now it's me. So, okay, so now we're at the multiplayer. So what can we say about the multiplayer? It's pretty good multiplayer, though, huh?
It's pretty good multiplayer.
We can definitely acknowledge that the... There's the, I'd say it probably has one of the best zombies.
It does.
Right. 999! So there's that aspect, right?
You found a record player?
Yeah, I did.
What?
I'm not telling you. Talk about the multiplayer.
Well, you get to play these games, so... How do I say it?
Say it however you want. It definitely feels very similar to Battlefield 1 in a way.
It does.
I guess that would probably be a good comparison for it. Right, so. On top of that. Oh, damn you. So on top of that, there's that aspect, and then also...
The aspect where I feel like it can put more effort in.
Sure. It's... So, I mean, yes, the multiplayer is more or less about the same, although considering what a lot of other versions of zombies are, I will at least give it credit for having that. I don't think zombies necessarily helps completely define the multiplayer aspect of Call of Duty.
Not completely.
I just like doing that shit, I guess. So it's overall... It's overall pretty good. You know, it's a pretty decent experience, but I think it is bogged down by the fact that it's still
a Call of Duty
game. What would your number be? I would definitely argue that it's, you know, we had a better experience with Zombies felt like World at War, which I was like, that's good.
Yeah.
Like, that definitely keeps it from being zero. But I don't know if it can go any higher than, say, you know, middle ground, right? Well, what would you give it? Multiplayer out of 5.
I'd give it a 8 out of 5. Not the worst, not the best.
I'd probably thinking... Maybe based... I don't know if it's just because it's based off of aesthetic alone, but... Now I build.
So it's pretty Minecraft now.
I am, yeah, exactly. It's just Call of Duty Minecraft.
Well, you have to build on both sides.
Yes, I do. And on top of that, so you're saying 8? You said 8 out of 10?
Yeah.
I'm gonna. Unfortunately, the final score is gonna be brought down by mine. I would say about 6.
I would have said
5, but I don't know. I feel like zombies alone is maybe at least a 4. 4 or 5, right? And then 6 is just like because it's World War II multiplayer again, I guess.
Yeah.
So it gets, this is like D-Day shit and all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, it gets points for basically taking, it's more or less modernizing old school Call of Duty. Right?
Yes.
So it will. And then...
They did make it.
I did make it. To the radio room. So, you're saying that? So Justin says 8. I say 6. And 7 for that. And when we come back... Our final score.
This is Justin and Owen.
And we're back to give you our final thoughts and a final score for Call of Duty World War II. The modern day take on the old school formula, as it were. Right, so.
Right.
So if we go to the numbers, you gave about a 7 for the campaign, which is quite generous. We said 8 and 6.
Yeah.
For the multiplayer, so of course they got a. So, of course, that balances... So that of course,
I'm about to pay away.
I know. So, of course, that balances us out to a 7 on that as well.
Yeah.
Based on that. Which leaves us at our final thoughts and whether... what would be your final thoughts on this game overall?
What the clues are of the D-Day and other landings? I would give it a 6 out of 10. They could have done it better.
You'd say 6 out of 10?
Yes.
They
could have made it better by having. Everybody versus AI.
I was gonna say 5.
That would be a ton of a lot harder.
I would probably say. I'd probably have to give you a 5 on this one. I would say it averages out to a 5.5 out of 10. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
I would say yeah. So. Our final score for Call of Duty World at War is a 5.5 out of 10. A middle of the ground game, but arguably compared to most other modern Call of Duties, which I would rank much lower. Most Call of Duties would probably get a 2, 3 if they're lucky, right? Out of 10. This one gets props for not only being a little different, but at least it goes back to form by saying, okay, we did World War II, let's bring that back. And that was a selling point for this game.
Yeah.
For what it's worth. So, I'll give it that. I will give it that.
Did you know about the catacombs?
The what is it?
The kitty.
No.
That's just what killed you.
Oh. Bam, bam, bam. Very triumphant music, isn't it?
It is.
No, you're gonna win.
That looks like it hurts.
That was good though. So overall we're saying 5.5 out of 10. A slightly better than expected Call of Duty experience for what it's worth. But obviously not quite up to par with, say, Battlefield.
Yes.
Though clearly, based on the reviews of Battlefield 2042,
apparently you scored more points.
Oh yeah, I did a lot of like building and demolition stuff.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So I'd say on top of that, yeah, simple 5.5. Not the worst score. I guarantee we'll find games that have worse scores than that.
Oh yeah.
As time will go on, so I would say we're pretty good, but overall, not pretty nice, straightforward review. Nice and simple, right?
Yep.
With that said, I'm Owen.
Yeah, I'm Justin.
This has been Apocalypse Nerds Presents Nuka Gaming. Take care, everybody. And of course, stay safe out there. Because maybe, just maybe,
we'll get nuked.
We'll get nuked. And there's a good chance that your neighbor is probably a Superman. So,
or a commie.
Or a commie. Perhaps both.
Perhaps both.
Be aware, folks. Stay alert. Take care. See you around.